As I was starting to say during our announcement time, we've got 1 foot in the trailer. Actually, we have 2 feet in the trailer because that's where we are right now. But we are so excited we're going to be going on our trip. I've said this before, but I'm going to miss almost all of you while we're gone. We are excited. This is really the last official thing that we have to do before we leave. The last thing I have to do is give the sermon this morning. So in conclusion, let's pray. I'm really excited to be here this morning. And, getting ready for a trip like this, you kind of need a vacation afterwards. It's a lot of work. On my desk right now is our beloved Tadpole Alert, named by our three-year-old. Nancy's going to be taking care of him while we're gone, just to make sure he doesn't get too lonely and doesn't starve. The other things that we had to do, we had to clean out our fridge. We had to eat everything out of the fridge. That wasn't that hard. I'll be honest. I kind of looked forward to that every year. I had to water all of my weeds to make sure that they'd still be here when I got back. They're nice and green and hardy, all of the weeds. I wish that I was better about growing the plants that we want to grow in our house. I'm just not. There's a lot of just empty ground for all those plants that have gone before us. I always like the idea. We've got this really nice big pot out there, and we just can't keep anything alive in there. The last thing that we tried to keep alive in there was actually a pumpkin. Sam, on Halloween, did his pumpkin, and we got all of these seeds out, and we kind of explained to him that, if you put the seed in the ground, it'll grow. And he was really excited about this prospect. And we put the seed in and we watered it and we kind of looked at it every couple of days. And finally it started to grow. And he got so excited about this thing. It was this tall, in this pot. And he was so excited about it. And then when Grandma came over, he's saying, the pumpkin's growing, See, look. And that was the end of it. Remember a couple, last week we talked about how the church year can really be divided in half. That first half of the year from the beginning of Advent until Trinity Sunday, which was 2 weeks ago, that's really the season of comfort, the season where we learn about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then on Pentecost, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And then we are sent out into the season of maybe a little discomfort, a little uncomfortableness, as we go out. So the first half is preparing and filling us up. The second half is all about sending us out. And I said that we're really good at that first half of the year. The second half, maybe not so much. Remember last week we talked about the reason why we need to go out. We started with the fall. The story of our parents, Adam and Eve, in the garden, listening to the devil's words and not God's word. And instead of following God's word and being obedient, they disobeyed God and did not take him at his word, and everything started to fall apart. And that's the why of why we need to go out, isn't it? Because humanity is still in that state of falling apart and falling apart. And that's the why of it. And we talked about how even on Adam and Eve's worst day, Eve is promised that one of her offspring will crush the devil's head. And of course, that's Jesus. So we're children of that promise. And now we have the greatest news in the world, that Jesus came for us and died for us and rose again as a promise that we can be with God for eternity. We don't have to be in this fallen state anymore. We don't have to live in that fear of a Christless eternity. We have the good news. And that's why we need to go out. And so this week, we continue on in that season of going out, because now God is giving us these parables about what the kingdom, what this new kingdom that we're a part of is all about, in contrast to the devil's kingdom that we all used to belong to, just in our own sinfulness and apathy. And Jesus says, this is what the kingdom is like. And remember, he teaches in parables, and I really think it's because that way we bring our ear a little bit closer. We really want to focus. And that's the one, the ones that God desires, is the ones that are asking and seeking and knocking. So we get closer and we listen to these stories even closer. And he says the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters the seeds. And then the farmer goes off. He sleeps and he wakes up and he goes about his day. He watches videos on YouTube. He does whatever. And yet the seeds still grow. You know, the farmer really has nothing to do with the growth of the seeds. You know, he goes about his daily life and doesn't even know why they're growing, but they do. And first it's the leaf, and then the grains come out, and the full kernel of wheat, and then it's the harvest season. That's a pretty cool story, isn't it? And then he tells the story about the mustard seed. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen a mustard seed. They're very, very tiny. The smallest of seeds is what Jesus tells us. I used to have one in a tiny little canister, and I'll admit I had it in my junk drawer. But the canister was sealed, and I knew I could go look at it and just see just how small we're talking about. And then someone in our house, Sam, unscrewed the lid, and now I just have the little empty canister, and the junk seed is somewhere. Or the seed is somewhere in the junk drawer now. And I think mustard seed in the junk drawer is pretty much the same as needle in a haystack. It's just gone. It's so tiny. It takes about 1,000 of them to fill an 8-ounce jar of mustard. It's a tiny little seed. And yet when it goes into the ground, what happens? It grows and it grows and it grows so big that it becomes a household for birds and little mice and all the different animals around. It's just this enormous tree that comes out about as a result of this tiny little seed. Isn't that cool? So what do we learn about the kingdom from these parables? We learn that it can start out so small and grow so big. We learn that the growth has nothing to do with us. We learn that it's supernatural. And that God is always in charge of it. Cool stuff. But I think there's something more that we can miss. We can just take this as a really neat science experiment, but lose the thing that's supposed to transform us from the kingdom. There's one more thing that we're missing when we talk about these parables. When we first moved to our new house a couple of years ago, we have our hillside of dirt. I think a lot of people have that. I had this expectation that I could do something really neat with it. I finally decided that the best way for me to handle it was to I just bought a bunch of seeds. You know, I ordered a bunch of seeds on the internet, and the fields and the pictures looked amazing. And so I said, okay, that's gonna be our hillside. It's not just gonna be dirt anymore. And all sorts of different colors, poppies and all these wildflowers. I was so excited, you know? And when the rains came and spring came, I was just so excited to see what was going to show up on our field. And I watched, and you know, nothing came. And so I'd go back inside. More rain came, and nothing came about. More weeds, you know. So I kind of gave up hope that season. Now, the next spring, I said, this is it, you know, germinating and all that kind of stuff. Maybe it just takes a little bit of time. So the next spring, the rains come, and the weather is perfect for growth, and the weeds are emerging. No, you know, beautiful field like I was expecting. Nothing's coming out of the ground, and more rain, nothing, you know. And nothing happened. You know, I might as well not have planted the seeds of all. Which is exactly what happened, because later on that year, when I was looking at our garage, here I find all of the packets of seeds that I ordered off of the internet, completely sealed. Now that's silly, isn't it, to expect that an entire field would grow simply because I have the seeds in my possession. Right? They're sealed up. That's goofy. And yet, isn't that the point of all these parables? Isn't that the exact point of the parables? Is so long as we keep these packets of seeds sealed and holding the seeds so tightly in our hand, nothing's ever going to grow. But the expectation from God is that we take the seeds and we throw them out. There is no model of Christians who keep the seeds to themselves. That's never something that God wants or expects at all. But instead, what we're supposed to do with these seeds is to scatter them. You know, we have this incredible, incredibly good news that we don't have to be foreigners and aliens with God anymore. We get to be His children, all because we trust in Jesus. And yet, how dare us hold that and preserve it and keep it sealed up for ourselves? We do that so often, don't we? Either for our own comfort or because of our own apathy. You know, we keep it to ourselves. But that's not what God wants from the kingdom. He wants mustard tree growth. And having that expectation that I would have this hillside of harvest simply because I owned a packet of seeds is just as silly as expecting a harvest of salvation to come into this place because of what we quietly do behind closed doors on a Sunday morning. You know, that's not the point of the kingdom. This is good. This is great. God loves this time. But it does not stop here. We do this to be comforted, to grow, to be transformed into God's image. And then we're supposed to burst out of these doors and scatter the seeds of the kingdom out there. So let's scatter some seeds this week, huh? What's that going to look like? Maybe it's telling someone that you're praying for them. Maybe it's telling them, I'm going to church, why don't you come with me? Or this is why God has changed me. A simple God bless you. You know, God will make the soil ready for the seeds. It's God's responsibility to grow those seeds. It's God's responsibility to perform the harvest. But our responsibility is to toss the seeds. So let's do that this week. Let's make this happen for the kingdom. What an amazing privilege we have to share the kingdom of God with our community outside, with the people we love, with the people God loves. And so how dare us keep the seeds sealed in the packet? How dare us hold on so tightly? We're not going to lose it by giving it away. So this is the week. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that you would have the courage to simply scatter the seeds. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. God will grow them, but we have to get them in the ground. Let's pray. God, this is a scary task sometimes, uncomfortable, new, but we ask, Lord, for courage. Divine courage to say and share the things that you are asking us to share and say, to invite into your kingdom, to just throw the seeds out there. Lord, we know that it's you who are going to grow those seeds, but it's our privilege to just toss them out. So unseal the packets, Lord. We ask that you would prepare the soil. Prepare those perfect growing spots so that we know when it's time to throw it out. And we pray to you, the Lord of the harvest, that you would fill our hearts and our minds with just the right things to say. And we ask that you would reveal to us just those people who need to hear your truth, to hear the good news of your kingdom. And now we take a moment right now to be silent before you, that you would speak to our hearts just with what the Word is saying to us right now. Father, I ask that you would help us to pray for this more and more, to strengthen us more and more, to humble us and keep us just in your glory. Not for our own stuff, but just constantly be trusting in you. And we pray that your kingdom would grow pray that you would help us to scatter the seeds. In Jesus' name, amen.